This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Republican incumbent Pat McCrory and Democratic challenger Roy Cooper sparred over a range of topics in a live broadcast debate last night. In a contentious one-hour forum, the candidates for governor tackled House Bill 2, police camera footage, broken campaign promises, and presidential candidates. The debate was sponsored by the State Broadcasters Association, and it was aired across the state. WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief was there. He was in our studios now. He is Jeff Tabiri. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hello, Frank.
So last night, the two got into it right from the start, set the scene for us, and of course, what's at stake in this debate?
They did. Less than 4 weeks until the election, coming off of several long days, really a long week of dealing with Hurricane Matthew, more so for the governor, but also for the Democratic Attorney General. I think they might have been tired to some extent. I think that the governor knows his back is up against the proverbial political wall. An aggregate of recent polls has him down by about 4 points. Many are still considering this a close race, a toss-up, but he needs to do something. And he came out last night aggressive, looking at Mr. Cooper, attacking at times. But, I mean, he looked confident, and he looked ready to tussle.
Yeah, a four-point aggregate lead right now in the polls, but the latest polls showing much larger gains mm-hmm. as you get closer to Election Day for Roy Cooper. And the importance of this race nationally, I think perhaps underscored by the fact that Chuck Todd of NBC's Meet the Press was the moderator. And as we know, House Bill 2, of course, has dominated political news coverage here and nationally. And the first question about HB 2, and here's what the challenger, Attorney General Roy Cooper, had to say.
And Governor McCrory continues to go across the state telling people that this is not hurting our economy. He attacks businesses who are opposed to it and says that everything is going fine. Governor, what planet are you on?
All right, Democratic challenger and Attorney General Roy Cooper in a debate last night with incumbent Pat McCrory. And, of course, the economic damage caused by HB 2, it continues and it's racked up. Now we're looking at in the billions of dollars. Jeff, many strategists point to jobs as a key issue. Did the governor have a direct response to the fallout and the damage done by HB 2?
The rhetoric has remained constant when it comes to House Bill 2. This was really brought about by the radical mayor of Charlotte, Jennifer Roberts, and she is to blame, and the state stepped in as it had to. There wasn't a direct response to this element of economic damage, whether you want to talk about small businesses or the NCAA and the NBA pulling out major sporting events, Bruce Springsteen, Deutsche Bank, the list goes on and on, as the listeners know. But there was not a direct response to that. The governor pivoted, as he has done many times, as strategists say he needs to do, because some of the economic metrics are the best building blocks that he has at this point. So he quickly turned to the economy and tax reform.
Now we've reduced it to low 5%. The business and corporate tax was 6%. Now it's down to 3%. And we're recruiting businesses again. 300,000 new private sector jobs. Mr. Cooper, if you become governor, are you going to raise the income tax again? Are you going to raise the corporate tax again? Answer that question. Are you going to raise those taxes again because you were against our tax reform?
Governor Pat McCrory in last night's debate, no direct response to HB 2, talked about the many jobs that came, many of them as the result of course, the economic improvement after the recession during the Bush administration.
And to be fair, no direct response from Cooper to McCrory on that question of whether or not you're going to what will you raise taxes if you win the governorship?
So when he was asked, are you going to raise taxes, Cooper had no answer.
He did not directly respond to that. No.
All right. So some have criticized the governor for seemingly going against a campaign promise. Of course, 4 years ago, pledged not to further restrict access to abortion. There are many who say a bill passed by the legislature and signed by this governor did just that.
Absolutely. And not just once, but twice. Once in 2013, once in 2015, a new regulation, stipulating the woman who has an ultrasound has to look at the picture of the ultrasound with a physician. If this woman is going to have an abortion, then a couple of years later, the General Assembly enacted a measure that extends the waiting period for women seeking an abortion from 24 hours to 72 hours, 1 to 3 days. North Carolina is now one of five states in the nation with such a regulation. And this has been highly criticized by opponents of Governor McCrory. But we should also note, I mean, a lot of folks have criticized him for this, for breaking a campaign promise that he pledged 4 years ago to not restrict access to abortions further. He signed both of those laws. He has maintained that they were necessary from the standpoint of sanitation, from cleanliness, keeping these clinics up to code. But others have just said that that's not the case.
And Roy Cooper was quick to pick up on his reversal on that pledge not to restrict abortion access.
We don't need state government bureaucrats reviewing women's ultrasounds. This is the kind of restriction that he promised that he would not put in place, that he did. And now he's coming around trying to say that's not a restriction. I think people would say that it is, Governor, and that you are distorting your record.
Attorney General Roy Cooper in his debate with Pat McCrory, the governor of the state of North Carolina, last night. How did McCrory respond?
McCrory responded that, again, these are issues that needed fixing. They needed to clean up these clinics, and he said that as an attorney, I think that at one point, there's so much flying back and forth last night, but I think McCrory actually criticized Cooper for not doing more to prosecute the people or leaders that you know, were overseeing, you know, some of these problematic health clinics that provide abortions throughout the state.
We've seen a lot of headlines lately about police body cameras, particularly after the shooting in Charlotte. What did he say about the governor, who, of course, signed a law that now makes it nearly impossible to get that kind of footage? And that's something that communities of color in particular, but anybody interested in social justice, says will really go a long way to easing some of the tensions. Tell us about that conversation.
The governor says this codifies and creates a state standard for obtaining these videos, whereas up until October 1st, if you or I or anyone wanted to obtain a police video, it was at the discretion of law enforcement entities. Now you have to go before a magistrate, a judge, in order to get a court order to receive that that footage. The governor says that this creates a standard and it takes police out of the equation. But of course, that's a bureaucratic process that costs time and money that is quite challenging to do for many people that might not know how to work the judicial system. So it has clearly become an elevated issue with what has gone on in Charlotte and other instances.
State crime lab is a very important issue.
That's
and, of
right.
course, a lot of the ads, campaign ads, center around Roy Cooper, who inherited some serious problems with the state crime lab when he became attorney general. The question is whether he fixed the problems at the state crime lab quickly enough. Tell us a little about the controversy.
Right. And just as a moment ago we heard Cooper attacking McCrory's record about this campaign promise pertaining to abortions, McCrory has spent a lot of time attacking Cooper's record as attorney general, choosing not to defend certain laws that McCrory and Republicans say he has to do. You know, you're the top cop in the state. You need to be defending these laws. McCrory also says that as attorney general, you know, there are continued long backlogs of DNA testing and of evidence. And, you know, he has said that the attorney general hasn't fixed these problems, regardless of whether he inherited them, made them better or worse, whatever, they're not fixed.
Let's hear Governor McCrory.
The governor's job is a huge job. I got one department with 16,000 employees, just one of the departments the governor's responsible for. If you can't handle the crime lab after 14 or 16 years, how are you going to handle all of state government?
Governor Pat McCrory at last night's debate with his challenger, Attorney General Roy Cooper. So what did Roy Cooper say?
So Roy Cooper has you know, challenged McCrory on this assertion several times about the crime lab being broken or there being, you know, fraudulent instances within the crime lab. There has been an independent review. A former FBI director came in and reviewed the state crime lab. I think we're going back 5, 6 years, maybe 7 or 8 now. And what they found were hundreds of examples of problems within the crime lab, but all but a very few number of those took place before Roy Cooper was the attorney general. So, as you know, it's bureaucracy. It's right. Politics. It moves very slowly. So Cooper is defending some things that have happened that did not happen under his watch. At the same time, you know, there are still long waits for lab analysis when it comes to evidence in the state. Things are better, but fixed is a strong word.
All right. And, of course, presidential candidates. Governor Pat McCrory still supports Donald Trump, even after Donald Trump acknowledged committing sexual abuse and of course using vile language to laugh about his sexual abuse. This comes up in last night, and Hillary Clinton, not very popular. Let's listen to how it played out. Moderator Chuck Todd asked both about the candidates that Roy Cooper and Pat McCrory support for president.
As you know, majority North Carolinians do not think Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy. Do you?
I think she is much more trustworthy than Donald Trump. And I believe that the secretary will help to keep our country more safe and more secure. And she certainly is not going to be a dangerous president like Donald Trump, who Governor McCrory supports.
In 30 seconds on this, on Donald Trump, is he a role model for kids?
Not as vulgar. Verbal outburst. I don't like the personal attacks. I hate it.
Any part of him make him a role model?
I think what makes him a role model is where he does stand strong on certain issues that need to be said, especially from outside Washington, D.C.
That was Pat McCrory, and before that, his challenger, Roy Cooper. Not much time left. Any more debates?
One next Tuesday. It'll be sponsored by WRAL. We'll see if the Republican distances himself any further from Trump by then. We'll see what Cooper brings to the stage as well.
Jeff DeBerry, WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief. Thank you so much, Jeff.
My pleasure, Frank.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the connections between rock music and literature on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.